and welcome to episode 9 of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest happenings in the world of music and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. In the corner, we have Katie. Say hello, Katie.
You're
right. Hi, you're right. Lovely. Charming. Nice and perky today. That's good. And of course, we have Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Well, hello there.
Oh, wow. Ooh. What is this Downton Abbey vibe that
Dave
we're permeating today?
Maggie Smith.
Oh, God.
Today.
Special guest in the corner, Dame Maggie Smith. Here she is, everyone. Here she is.
Thank you.
Maggie, joy and a pleasure. Tell me, what's your favourite 21 Pilots song, Maggie?
I do believe I like the song Ride.
good. She likes the reggae vibes of Ride by 21 Pilots. Oh, Maggie's gone. Oh, off she goes. Oh, thank you
Bye,
for stopping
Maggie.
By. Thank you for stopping. Oh, Katie's back.
Hey,
lovely.
Hey.
Good to see you guys. Right, let's dive in because there's been an epic news story that you'll all be aware of. Let's get right to it. It's WTF News.
News. What the f*** is happening in the news?
We're still reeling in the studios, still reeling from the emotional emo roller coaster of last week that My Chemical Romance put us all through. You all know what happened. Quick recap. Suddenly, this video dropped on their Twitter page and on their official YouTube channel. There was flag waving. There were those iconic earthquaking piano notes. So welcome to the Black Parade and a date, a mysterious date, the 23rd of September. We all got very, very excited. We thought surely this cinematic teaser trailer will be leading to something substantial. And it wasn't. It's a reissue of the Black Parade, which is very, very nice, but didn't quite warrant, for my money, that level of anticipation. And a lot of fans have felt the same way. Guys, how are you feeling? Have you recovered? Have you recovered from the shock yet?
I am not okay. I'm shaking.
physically shaking.
Look at me shake.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. That is a shake if ever I saw one. I like that. The sound effect for listeners.
Yeah, that's...
Prove he's shaking.
I try. Look, MCR, I love you, but why are you like this? Why are you doing this? Do they think we were born in a barn? Like, I'm sorry. This has all been very calculated.
Yeah.
I don't trust them
There's
at all.
There's absolutely no way they didn't know fans were going to freak out exactly as they did. They have the most rabid fan base on the internet, and I count myself as a member, by the way. I was very excited at the prospect of seeing them live once again. And now my heart's been completely... I'm getting emotional just talking about it. My heart has been crushed by Jared and Mikey Way. I blame them most.
They knew what they were doing.
Very, very true.
They did. And also, it's just like... For a reissue, it's a bit too much because essentially only diehard fans go for the reissues.
Yeah.
No one else is actually bothered about some ratty old demos that you can be asked to put on first time around. Yes, like, let's get real. Like, they knew what they were doing. And, you know, fans are a bit upset about it, right?
I think understandably upset. I feel like we have been kind of led down the garden path a bit there. Because like you say, reissues are kind of standard business in the music industry. They're standard business. They are never, ever announced with this level of fanfare. It was a big deal. It was like a cryptic teaser trailer. It reminded me like Jurassic World. Remember when like that first trailer came out and it was just little glimpses? It's like, ooh, this is building to something really big and exciting. And I'm sure people will be delighted to get another copy of the album they've owned for years. But really? Come on now.
I'm just having visions of you like tearing up lots of MCR posters in your bedroom, just throwing the CDs against the wall.
It was like
cursing Jared. You
in my flat last week. It was like watching the video for Helena IRL, just carrying a coffin of all MCR merch down the stairs.
God. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, you are kind of oblivious. So yeah. Katie, was it just a bit confusing to you? Bless you.
Yes.
What was happening?
Okay. Well, I mean, I understand your disappointment, but I'm not one with the emo community.
imagine if Beyonce in 10 years' time
broke up from herself.
Yeah.
No.
Guys, Beyonce's broken up. Oh,
teases a bit of music, and then it's like a Lemonade reissue. Mm. Like, you would be annoyed.
I would be, very.
You would be annoyed.
Imagine Destiny's Child sent a tweet with a video of, like, the opening notes of Bootylicious played on, like, an eerie, creepy piano. Oh. Ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding,
exactly.
Ding, 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 date, and then nothing.
I do wonder whether there'll be a bit of a backlash about this, because it is, I mean, like, it was taking
I mean, what's been interesting is a lot of fans have been kind of defending the band because they don't necessarily know who... was responsible, you know, because obviously there's a lot of people involved in these things. They're big campaigns. You've got managers, you've got labels, you've got all that stuff, obviously. Did the band have a direct hand in how they wanted to handle this? I don't know, but it did come out through the official Twitter account. And then the statement, obviously clarifying, saying, thank you very much for all the love, but we're not actually doing this. Nice of them to put that out. I think it was about a day later they put that out. And that's very, very nice. But there's no way they couldn't have known this would happen. They can't act remotely surprised that fans went insane. Of course they did.
And the real tragedy is that they're not reissuing Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge.
Which is the superior album.
Yes.
Katie, what's your favourite track on Three Cheers for My Sweet Revenge, would you say? Non-single. Let's go
track
non-single.
Track three.
Yes,
as you remember.
Track seven.
Oh, why don't you sing a little bit of it, Katie? What's your favourite melody? Give us a little bit of those vocal powers.
My throat's.
Sorry. Don't want to put you on the spot at all.
Sorry.
Obviously.
That's fine.
That's fine. Don't want to put you on the spot. Well, yeah. So we're all still in recovery. It remains to be seen how this is going to pan out because the album's not out for a little while. Obviously, we'll see how it goes, and then you know maybe it'll all be forgiven. Maybe it'll be full of new songs, and we'll all be delighted. I doubt it, but you never know. Don't let us down, Jared, basically. Don't let us down. Anyway, other slightly more cheerier news, or entertaining news anyway, someone put a Taylor Swift mural up saying that she had died. Now, this is in relation to the story we talked about last week with Kim Kardashian basically dragging her all over Snapchat and playing all the receipts of her conversations with Kanye. And yeah, everyone was very much on the side of RIP Taylor Swift and her good girl reputation, perhaps. So yeah, this mural had the date of her death on it and everything, saying, you know, she's gone, she's done. But Katie, you noticed in particular a little error somewhere on there, right? There's
a little bit
of a mistake.
Dead. So this Melbourne artist painted this beautiful mural on the wall, Taylor looking nice from the 1989 era. But it didn't say Taylor Swift, it said Taylor Smith.
Taylor Smith.
Oh. So I don't know if that was like to get out of any cease and desist letters from Taylor's team for copyright laws.
This is interesting. I saw a lot of people say, oh, it's so he doesn't want to get sued.
Yeah.
But the picture's quite blatantly Taylor Swift. If he's going to get sued, he's going to get more sued for that than misspelling the name, surely.
And if you're going to make a mural of any pop artist who's likely to sue you, it's going to be Taylor Swift.
He did actually get a cease and desist, though.
Yeah. Did he?
He was told to take it down, so he was like, ha, 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 okay, fine. And he went back the next day and someone had put up a tribute to the fallen gorilla Harambe. Is that how you say his name?
Wow.
With the caveman SpongeBob face over Taylor's face.
What has the internet done to us all? That is incredible, incredible work. Well, yeah, I mean, we'll keep you updated on Taylor. I think we should almost have like a little Taylor update on the drama.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that'd be really fun.
It's going to happen.
This week in Judge Taylor. I think it'd be good.
It's like she's got a version of the Bagency, but it's just lawyers.
Do you know what I mean? With
Law
the Bagency.
Special Swift Unit.
Yay. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I'd watch that. I'd watch that on a weekly basis.
But also, can I just say, lots of people made that joke, the same joke, about her being dead on the internet. Mm-hmm. Like, is she going to go after them too? Like, why?
Gotta hope so. It'd be very entertaining to watch.
I'd applaud the guy that painted it on a wall. I mean, what's a tweet?
Yeah,
get out there and make some art. Come on.
Just that extra mile. Just
exactly.
That extra little bit of effort for dragging. I respect it a great deal. Well, if you want to read lots more about those news story guys and let us know what you think, please do get on the Pop Buzz website, pop-buzz.com, and find us on Facebook. Comment, let us know what you think.
Filmer.
Gab.
A filmer.
Gab, gab.
A filmer.
Gab.
A filmer.
Gab, gab.
A filmer.
Gab.
A filmer.
Gab, gab.
A filmer.
Gab.
Filmer.
Gab, gab.
Who wants to play a game? Let's play a little game, shall we?
Yeah.
It is Fill My Gap time, guys. Here is how it works. I have in front of me three tweets from a famous person, and I've removed one keyword from each of the tweets. All these guys have to do is guess which word I have removed. And this week, they are all tweets by 1975 frontman Matty Healy at Truman Black on Twitter. Some outrageous stuff in there. But before we get to that, we need some buzzers, guys. We need some buzzers. So, Katie, if I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Auga!
Nice. classic.
That's a good one.
It is a good one, isn't
it? I'm proud of that one.
Aw, I feel like we almost should have done that one earlier. It's a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
Woody, if I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Excuse me.
I guarantee you will not maintain that level of energy when you're doing this.
Don't test me.
I'm gonna.
Don't test me.
All right, we're going to see how this one plays out. Okay, all tweets from Matty Healy. One keyword missing. This is tweet number one. They let me blank on the plane and now I have no ambitions left. They let me blank on the plane and now I have no ambitions left. I do have clues, but if you want to guess before that, you can.
The use of the word blank here is really throwing me.
I know. Just, you know, eyes on the prize, all right? Come on. Okay. Mind out of the gutter. You want the clues? All right. Yes. They let me fly on the plane and now I have no ambitions left. They let me smoke on the plane and now I have no ambitions left. They let me have sex on the plane and now I have no ambitions left. Woody is in with that horrible buzzer. What are you going for, mate?
Well, obviously they would let him fly. I don't think they would let him have sex, but maybe if it was a private plane, they would let him smoke. I don't know if that breaches some sort of air rules, air safety. I'm not an expert, but I'm going to go with smoke.
Matty Healy rolling like a private plane boss. It's smoke! It's the correct answer! 1 point to Woody there.
To Woody. Katie looks so dejected.
Wow.
That's so out of order.
That's so out of order! Fair enough.
I can't believe it.
Well, feel free to buzz in, mate. I mean, come on. It's all good. It's all to play for.
Play it.
Woody switched my microphone off. I did buzz in.
I did no such thing.
Wow. Scandal. Scandal breaking here. Tweet number two. Matty Healy, fill in the blank. Given myself a fringe, and I look like a little blank.
Aluga!
Oh, okay.
I know this. I read it.
Okay, go on.
French girl.
Is the correct answer. Yay! Didn't even need any clues. Oh, that's annoying. I had some great clues. I was going to see if you went for Powerpuff Girl, but never mind. All right, that's good. That's good. All right, 1 point apiece. Very, very well done. Final tweet all to play for Matty Healy. Here we go. I'm not even going to blank you. I'm a just look. I'm not even going to blank you. I'm a just look. Can give clues if needed. But is anyone going to buzz? Off the bat. No ideas?
No.
Okay, we'll go over the clues. I'm not even gonna tag you, I'ma just look. I'm not even gonna kiss you, I'ma just look. I'm not even gonna watch you, I'ma just look.
Excuse me.
Can you clear that off the desk when you're done? That was disgusting.
Someone pass me some wipes, please.
What are you going for, Woody? What are you going for?
Watch me, I think.
I'm not even gonna watch you, I'ma just look.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's nice and poetic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's slightly pretentious. It doesn't make sense. Classic Matty.
Clearly not a wrong answer. Oh! Katie! Going in for the steal. You have a choice here now. I'm not even going to tag you or I'm not even going to kiss you. What are you going to go for? It's for the win. It's for the win on this game.
Tag. I don't know why.
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. There she is. Katie, yeah. 2 points to one. Very well executed.
You looked so bitter before I had a look at you.
I wasn't listening in question one. That's why I didn't.
Thanks, mate. Put some real effort into making up these quizzes, but thanks for that.
Well, lovely. I've won anyway, so there we go.
You know what? Next week, we're going to replace her with Maggie Smith. I think it'll be much better. It'll be much better.
I prefer
she'll be
Maggie.
So much better. She'll
be, She'll be great fun. And that is Fill My Gap. Guys, if you want to play any games, we've got loads and loads of quizzes on the website. Go to pop-buzz.com right now and play along. Guys, if you want even more from the world of Pop Buzz, why not download our Pop Buzz app? Yes, it is available in the App Store now. And guess what, guys? It's completely free. I know. What a bargain. You can get all the latest news, all our quizzes, episodes of the podcast, and through to Pop Buzz Radio. All the best stuff. Get it right now. Time now for this week's edition of Is It a Banger? You know the drill by now. Katie and Woody have both brought in a song that you can hear on Pop Buzz Radio. All they have to do is convince me that they have brought the perfect banger. And this week's theme, given the unbearable, frankly, unbearable weather situation we're having in London. It's too hot, guys. I know that's a bad thing to moan about, but it's way too hot. I've got a fan in every room. I am sweating. So I want tunes for working up a sweat too. Ooh. That is the theme this week. Interpret that any way you want to, but tracks to help me work up a sweat. So, Katie, I am coming to you first. What okay. have you brought for me?
I'm sweating just thinking about this one. calm down.
Very warm studio here. Very warm studio.
I've chosen Aluna George's new track, Mean okay. What I Mean, Ooh. Which is honestly going to be a big, big, big song this summer.
Nice.
I think it's up there, if not like low-key better than their previous two, which were I'm in Control and I Remember.
I did love well, I'm in Control a lot.
Both on Pop Buzz Radio as well, I do believe. Yes. Well, once were. we're very big fans, I'm sure. I'm sure you can tell. Anyway, but seriously, just hit play on this song and just try not to sweat.
Okay.
Because it's so good.
All right, let's take a little listen. Perspiring everywhere. Is that how you pronounce it? Perspiring.
I can smell it.
It's horrible, isn't it? Horrible. You need a deodorant when you're next to this track.
You're nasty.
No, it's very true. It's a big summery song. I like that. It's a big summer dance floor song. I can see it in a kind of Balearic Isle type vibe where everyone's getting their sweat on a little bit. Maybe also in a sauna, perhaps. I could see that.
It's like the perfect underscore for a spot of volleyball on the beach as well. Would you agree?
Nice.
So specific.
Perfect if you want to hit the gym this summer for a little bit of motivation. Perfect to play on your road trip in your crappy little car rental with no air conditioning. Very sweaty in there. And yeah, I mean, if you want to sweat on the dance floor of an upmarket club in Ibiza, perfect for you.
No one said anything about upmarket. No one said anything about upmarket. All right, very, very well argued. That's Aluna George there. Woody, how are you going to beat it? Bring me your sweaty vibes. Give me a sweaty tune.
Mate, we're going to get sweaty in St. Lucia.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrity paradise. But also the name of solo artist Jean-Philippe Grobler.
Very well pronounced. Nice.
Anyway, last year he had a massive hit with Dancing on Glass. We loved it. And this is basically the last single of his album Matter, and it's called Help Me Run Away. I am obsessed. And yes, I am also getting very sweaty.
Okay.
Just thinking about it.
Let's have a little listen. This is St. Lucia. Pull me out of the shadow. Push me up against tomorrow. Woody, I'm slightly concerned at the sweat levels coming off you right now, to be honest. It's making me a tad uncomfortable.
I mean, I'm just going to have to expunge it all here right now. I'm very sorry. But if you want to sweat, this is the song to sweat to. Mm-hmm. This is like dance aerobics from the 80s all over. You got your lycra suit on, you're leaping, you're lunging, you're squatting, you're star jumping. This is like the song to do it. This is the personal trainer that doesn't shout at you. He gets down on the floor with you and does some inspirational slut drops. Do you know what I mean?
Inspirational slut drops.
This
wow.
song, just listening to this song makes me want to eat less cheese. It's like, it's just got that vibe about it. So, and the song is literally about running as well. Like, and what do you do when you run? You sweat, don't you? So this is a sweaty banger for you.
He is determined to win this one this week, isn't he? He's determined. I mean, both very, very sweaty vibes that have been brought to me here. Aluna George, I mean, that's just a rave number waiting to happen, which sweat will obviously come with. But yeah, I'm going to go with Woody this week.
Yeah.
I am going to go with Woody this week. St. Lucia, I love Dancing on Glass. It was great. This is a really, really good follow-up. And frankly, if I didn't pick it, I'd be slightly worried at what he's going to do, really. You're getting passionate about this one,
yes,
mate.
Yes.
It's a little, you got that look in your eyes. It's a little bit scary.
Now we can expunge our sweat together.
I'm glad I lost, because... I'm going. Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right, there you go. Great tunes, and you can hear them both on Pop Buzz Radio, along with loads of other great songs from the previous weeks and all the latest new tunes. So just go on the website. It's pop-buzz.com. Click in the top right-hand corner and listen away.
Fanfic. I read your fanfic. Why are you so nasty?
You should delete yourself.
It's Name That Fanfiction time. Ooh. Yes, that's right. I have three quotes in front of me from genuine pieces of fanfiction. All these guys have to tell me is who is speaking in these quotes from fanfiction. And this week, to try and combat my endless stream of tears that have been flowing over the last week, they are all My Chemical Romance related.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes, yes. Get excited, Katie. You're clearly a massive advantage here with your dedicated fandom status. Yeah, no, it's all My Chemical Romance related. But quickly, before we get started, just want to check in on those buzzers one more time. Woody, if I'm coming to you for a correct answer, you are making the noise.
It is me.
Oh, he's maintaining the energy.
It's
disgusting, though. It's disgusting. Katie, if I'm coming to you for a correct answer, you are making the noise.
Auga!
Very good, very good. Just a little reminder. So, yes, My Chemical Romance, these three fanfiction quotes are all from one of my favourite Twitter accounts, at MCR Fanfic. Shout out to you. It's very, very funny. Keep up the good work. And all of these are either going to be about Jared or Mikey. It's a battle of the ways, all right? A battle of the way, brothers. Jared or Mikey. That's the answers I'm looking for, guys, all right? Buzz in when you think you know the answer. Who is speaking in this first quote? Daddy, he asked sweetly.
Oh, God.
Can you pass the salt? Daddy, he asked sweetly. Can you pass the salt?
I don't like where this is going.
It's Jared or Mikey, guys. Jared or Mikey.
Oh, God.
Oh, Katie's in for a buzz. Oh, come on, have a guess. Come on, have a guess.
Jared.
Complete guess? I mean,
Complete
I try and ask you to justify it, but...
I have no idea.
Lucky guess, Katie. Yeah. Lucky guess. One point to you.
Yes,
one
yes.
point to you. Got to be quicker off the mark, mate. Got to be quicker off the mark, Woody. There you go. It's all right. All to play for. Two more left. Two more left. Here's quote number two. All I want in life, he said tearfully, is to be Lindsay's designated ugly friend.
Okay.
Wow. Straight in. Woody, who do you think it is?
Lindsay, if I'm correct, is Jared's wife, I think. Or have I made that up? Anyway, I'm just going to go with Mikey for the sake of it.
And obviously, I'm not going to pass it over because you're going to get it immediately.
So get
but yeah, you just get the point automatically. Yes, it was Jared again. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. All I want in life is
God
to be Lindsay's
sake.
Designated ugly friend. Okay, let me dream. Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
All to play for. All to play for, right? One more to go. One more to go. He smiled wryly at Frank. It's okay. I knew I was always the way you settled for. He smiled wryly at Frank. It's okay. I knew I was always the way. I'm going to have to give it to Katie. I'm going to have to. Mate, it was slightly before you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You never know, she might get it wrong.
I'm going to say Mikey because I feel like because no reason.
It's the incorrect answer. I'm afraid it's a point to Woody. They were all Jared this week.
Damn.
I was tricking you. I was tricking you. But you do still win the round, Katie.
Thank
that was 2-1
so
to you.
She does
very,
not
very well
deserve
done.
This.
Well, she doesn't because she's not even a
well,
fan. I'm slightly disappointed.
Don't care. Guess what? My Chemical Romance, your personal hell, baby.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I mean, sometimes it's more about speed, I guess, than anything else, Woody. What can I say?
I am slow.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but all right, fair enough, fair enough. And that is this week's edition of Name That Fan Fiction. Guys, if you want to play quizzes, then go on the website. It's pop-buzz.com.
Got a question, we've got a question, can you help us out?
Yes, it is question of the week time, guys. And in keeping with the tragedy of last week, no, I'm not over it yet. My Chemical Romance broke my heart. I want to know, Katie and Woody, when was the last time an artist broke your heart? All right, best or funniest story will win my approval and therefore get the point. So, Woody, I'm going to come to you first, mate. When was the last time an artist truly broke your heart?
I feel like I'm being constantly let down by pop stars.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, like, well,
Frank and his very delayed album.
Frank Ocean, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nelly Furtado not turning Man-Eater into a three-part series. Stay out there. When Harry Styles didn't return my calls, you know. It's all...
That's more of a legal issue, that one, though, isn't it?
I mean, more of a legal issue. I shouldn't have been hanging out outside.
It's true.
His home every day for a month. No, but truly, the time I've been most butthurt, I guess, is...
God, let's not start bringing that into the podcast.
I'm in love with that phrase at the moment. The time that I was most, not heartbroken, but kind of really, really disappointed, like my reality had been disturbed somewhat, was when I went to meet Meghan Trainor.
Oh, God, this is going to be good. Okay.
The thing is, as we mentioned last week, she's slightly problematic.
Right, yeah, yeah. This was the election story, if you heard last week, she said she didn't want to vote.
And, you know, I'm not necessarily a big fan of her music or whatever, but, you know, I wanted to go along, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of going there with all these preconceived notions about her, and I just really liked her. I didn't have a bad word to say about her. I went, she was lovely and polite. She hugged me. She took a selfie with me. And even better, she was like, "Have we met before?" And I was like, "In your dreams, babe." Like, it was... She was just nice, you know? And whatever's going on with Meg Hunt, you know, whatever. But I was upset because I really wanted to walk away from that, you know, like, angry and, you know, really indulging in it. But really, I just had quite a nice hour with her.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, yeah, thumbs up for Meghan.
Wow. Suddenly you are all about that bass. Amazing. Amazing.
No.
Endless references. All right, Katie, can you beat that? When was the last time an artist broke your heart? Lay it down.
I don't know. I was really touched by Woody's story.
I know. That was beautiful, to be fair. Single tears.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I've actually repressed this one, but for this occasion, I'm going to bring it back out of the box for you, okay?
Okay, okay, okay.
There might be tears. I don't know how I'm going to feel.
Strap in. Okay. Here we go.
The year was 1998.
Why do all your stories begin with a teary declaration?
The culprit? Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, okay, right, okay, okay, okay.
There's a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was tough when she left the Spice Girls. I was 7. And it was like my favourite thing in the world had just disappeared.
Aww.
And just been torn apart.
Bless you.
I was just in complete and utter despair. And I actually think to this day, I've never listened to the third Spice Girls album out of spite. Never. Wow. Never have.
Holler's a banger.
No, but yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I like that.
It was the only one I gave them a chance. But anyway, I've sort of protected my heart since then, actually. I haven't let another artist do that to me. Because I've learned. And I think the lesson is only stan... for solo artists, do not stand for bands because they will break up.
Yeah, tell me about it, mate. Tell me about
One Direction. That's another story.
We don't have the time to go into the depths of the 1D fandom.
Can I just interject one moment?
Please do.
No.
You were joyfully skipping around the office to Jerry Halliwell bangers the other week.
I said, like, I didn't listen to the Spice Girls. I didn't enjoy Jerry's solo career.
My point is, you don't seem so heartbroken about it now. Like, in fact, it looks like you kind of enjoyed it, I would say. I would say you capitalized out of the Spice Girls breaking up. I think you liked it.
This is character assassination and it's not a narrative I'd like to be part of.
God, it's like the Labour leadership contest in here. It's kicking off. I mean, both touching tales of woe and heartache. I mean, Kate, I feel like you mention the Spice Girls every week on this podcast. That's not a complaint, but it's clearly affected you to such a degree.
Yeah, no, it runs deep.
It just comes out. It comes out frequently. However, Woody, I feel your pain, mate. I feel that Meg Hunt-related pain. I'm very glad to hear it worked out well for you and you had a very nice time and you now are indeed all about that bass. I wish I knew another song title that I could work into a pun, but sorry, I'm not that bold. I'm going to give you the win on that one, mate. I'm going to give you the win. on that one. Congratulations. Woo! And you know what? Even though you fell slightly short in some of the quizzes, because you had a rough MCR week along with me, I'm going to give you the win for the whole show as well.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
I've already started applauding. Careful, the decision's been made. I'm corrupt,
Sorry
Katie.
About
I'm
it.
Corrupt.
I've had it.
I'm corrupt.
It's a coup.
Katie,
sorry.
Katie, you've won like the last 3 weeks in a row. Give him
and
something.
And I'd like to win.
Give him just
four in a row.
Just give him this one thing.
Okay,
right?
Fine. He's Congratulations, Woody.
Thank you.
Well done, Woody.
Thank you.
I'm so proud
of you. Well.
Yeah,
didn't you do well?
What do I win?
What do you win? You win a full-on recreation of the I'm Not Okay video in the Pop Buzz office.
Hey!
Yeah. We're going to run around and pretend like it's high school, my friend.
I
Me and you. Katie, your punishment, you're going to be replaced by Maggie Smith in a future episode. I've not decided when yet, but
That's
it's going to happen.
I might listen.
Yeah, you might listen. You should tune in, mate. Just tune in. She was a joy. Shame you missed her earlier. She was lovely. And that's about it for this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast. Thank you very, very much for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. You can catch us on Audio Boom, on TuneIn, on SoundCloud, on MixCloud, on the Pop Buzz website, and basically everywhere else on the internet that stocks podcasts of such a variety. And make sure you also check out Pop Buzz Radio, guys. It's on the website. Lots and lots of big tunes. Just click play in the top right hand corner. You've been lovely. Katie, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Katie, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And it's bye for me. See you soon.
Get in here now. Get in. Jared's done something. Get in.
Where are you?
Come in.
No rest for an emo kid. Come on.
Hello, it's Woody and Katie here, and look at that. They let us in after the outtakes.
They let us in.
Can you believe it?
Guys, we just wanted to let you know that we're going to take a little break over the summer.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be on holidays, we're going to be off on holidays, and talking of which, where the hell is James?
You know, I think he's gone on his holidays already.
What? He didn't
How
tell
rude.
Me. Well, I thought he was just going to the loo. Oh, right, well, that's it. We can't continue anymore.
Oh, we're going to have to come back in September.
Well, will we? I mean, no one really tells me anything anyway, to be honest.
All right, guys. Well, while we're away, you can always download our previous episodes where you got this one. Plus, you can catch up on all the latest music news and all that's good on the internet at where, Woody?
Pop-buzz.com.
Pop-buzz.com.
And once you're there, don't forget to listen to Pop Buzz Radio as well, which you can also get through the Pop Buzz app, which is available in the App Store right now.
Yes! See you guys in September!